Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
KX93.5, you're listening to Laguna's only FM. It's Daily Scramble Live, and I'm joined in studio by Grace Blue. She's an artist from Israel, and she came out here a year ago exactly today. We're going to talk to her about all of her current, what she's up to lately in music and how, you know, her journey has been moving from Israel to LA to pursue her career. But first, we're going to get right into it. She dropped a self-titled EP last year. We're going to hear a song taken from that release live in studio. It's called Our Eyes. Whenever you're ready.
Hold me down as it all erupts. I might bite, I might fight, this is not enough. I'll play strong, I'll stand tall, but you know I bluff. I'll still kick and scream, I'll get tough. When my time is done, I will no longer fight. Had my shot, they will say, I'll shut down my heart. My feet, they sometimes shake, wanna fall apart. Some claim I was not meant for much. The people are lining up for the throne. And who am I? Who am I to set the tone? Our eyes were not bound to witness views that I narrow as our sickness. Our eyes were not bound to witness views that are narrow as our sickness. Hold me tight, hold me close, so the road is tough. Watch my blood boil up, this is not enough. I will spread salt all over my nasty cuts. I will try until my heart stops. The people are lining up for the throne. And who am I? Who am I to bound to witness views that are narrow as our sickness. Our eyes were not bound to witness views that are narrow as our sickness.
Grace Blue live at our Pearl Street studio. That was a song called Our Eyes off of her debut self-titled EP. And welcome to Laguna Beach. Good morning, Grace.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you for making the trek all the way down here.
Sure.
From Israel.
Yeah.
No, you're based in LA now. And we were, you know, this is a big day for you. And also, let's give a shout out to your incredible keyboardist, Joe. He's doing great.
And
you're a... you're both actually from Israel, and you came here, you were playing music out there, and you decided, you know, to make the move. It was for your music career exactly 1 year ago today. How does that feel?
Wow, time flies. It's crazy. I feel like we just landed here like 2 months ago. Really, it's crazy.
Yeah, how has your experience been so far in LA?
It's been hard. I'm not going to lie. It's not easy to like start your life over and try to get your stuff together. But we're glad we did it. Yeah, I mean, we're here and we're, you know, playing our music and, you know.
Sounds great. I really, really love that song. Very powerful lyrics and very emotional and beautiful piano work and just... It's great. So again, for our listeners who are just tuning in, it's Grace Blue. She's in studio. She dropped her self-titled EP last year, and it features that song we just heard live, Our Eyes. And you got here from Israel a year ago, May 1st, today, a year ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, this isn't the first Israeli artist we've had in studio who's made the trek from Israel.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you know Nanette? Taya?
Oh yeah, of course. Oh yeah. She was here too?
Yeah, she came in studio a little over a year ago, which is great, and she's like on tour and performing with one of my favorite musicians, Stephen Wilson.
Yeah
He's like, I've always been into Porcupine Tree and him. He's great, and he has this weird connection to Israel, I guess, because he also has done collaborations with Aviv Geffen. Do you know him?
Mm-hmm.
So they have this project called Blackfield that I love. So all this to say that Israel, great music coming out of there, and you're no exception for sure.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
It's actually funny. Nanette's husband is Joseph's cousin, actually.
What?
Yes.
Small world. No way.
Yeah.
So who are some of your, you know, influences and people that you have looked up to in your you know, progression and evolution as an artist?
I feel like I grew up on a lot of rock, actually. Growing up, I'm very inspired by, you know, like Korn, and I was like a huge Evanescence fan, and also Eminem. Like, I have a lot of different influences, like trip hop, Portishead, those kind of things.
I did not see that coming.
Yeah. And with time, I've kind of developed into more alternative pop and realized that's something that I, you know, really love as well. And Joseph is, what about you? What were you inspired by?
Classical jazz.
He likes a lot of classical jazz.
Yeah, classical jazz, and also some rock, dance music, all of that.
It's a fusion. It's all, it all comes together.
Yeah, kind of. And by the way, you heard the acoustic version out there. We've got the... full produced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
EP. Oh yeah.
Called, yeah.
Yeah. It's
pretty different.
Yeah. Way different. But that's the cool thing about these in studio sessions. I love hearing the, you know, stripped down acoustic, you know, just bare bones of the song, like how it was written. And then we get to play something off the album at the end of the session and hear what the fully produced work sounds like. So I wanted to ask, like, what's the difference between the Israeli music scene and LA? You know, if you can sum it up, I don't know. Like, what do you notice the most? Stands out?
It just feels like in here there are more opportunities. I'm not saying it's easy to get those opportunities. It's very, very hard. But at least you have this constant feeling like it's possible. I feel like in Israel you have less of that. And I feel like the music industry is not in a very good place there, especially our genre. I feel like that's a huge difference. I feel like a lot of people here are musicians, like, especially, you know, in our area in LA, you know, every second person you talk to plays, you know, an instrument or is a musician or has something to do with the industry. So that's cool, you know, when you...
Keeps you motivated and inspired to keep growing, because there's so much here and so much to you know, there's a lot of, you know, opportunities for collaboration, a lot of work, but there's also a lot of competition. So you have to be your best self, for sure.
And you have to have a lot of connections, but...
yeah, for sure.
That thing, that connection thing, back to Israel, you don't need to, because there's not such a thing like connections and, music community. There's a really small music community, but again, here, as she said, lots of opportunities. more to come.
Okay, so if you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Grace Blue and Joseph, her keyboardist. They're both from Israel, and this is their 1 year anniversary of moving to the States. They're performing and writing, releasing music out of LA, and Grace dropped her self-titled EP last year, and we heard one of the songs, Stripped Down Acoustic. Let's hear another one. This one you just dropped a music video for, so let's talk about that. But first, I'd love to just hear it. Nowhere to Go is the tune, and let's take it away whenever you're ready.
Awesome.
Together, our hands have been holding too damn tight. You claimed that time wouldn't matter, that no clock could separate our hearts. I've witnessed the spark in your eyes fade. My hand started slipping, you stood numb. Now I'm back to the same patterns of the lonely kid that I once was. I'm always screaming at the walls, 'cause you know I ain't got nowhere to go. I'm so tired of screaming.
Grace Blue live at KX93.5. That was a song called Nowhere to Go off of her debut EP. You can get that anywhere you like to consume your music these days. So you just dropped a music video for that song. And yeah, tell us about that. What the visuals behind it, the idea behind it, and the location, all that. What was it like?
Oh, wow. Well, first of all, it was a very challenging music video to film. We were actually shut down by police.
And what?
We rented out this place, and then we got double booked, and then the other people called the police. It was a huge
That's
issue.
Not fun.
Yeah, but we made it, you know. We worked with a very resourceful crew. The song talks about unhealthy relationships in general, whether it's a romantic one or, you know, friendships, family, even jobs. Sometimes we get stuck in something that we constantly try to fix, but is very unhealthy for us. And I feel like that's what the video talks about as well, in a very abstract kind of way. It focuses a lot on father-daughter relationship, where, you know, you constantly just try to get what you want out of the other person, but it's just not who they are.
Well, yeah, I felt the frustration in that chorus, you know, just screaming at the walls.
Yeah.
Definitely. So, yeah, you can check out that video at YouTube. Just type in Grace Blue, Nowhere to Go. And that was the stripped down acoustic version, but we're going to hear the full studio recording in a moment here. But before we let you go, anything else you want to let our listeners know? Again, you know, I'm speaking with Grace Blue, and you guys just got here from Israel a year ago, and, you know, that's like no time at all. So you're basically just getting going here in the LA scene, but you're onto some incredible things. And do you have any plans to go back in the studio for a follow-up album?
Oh, definitely. We can't wait to, you know, record some more songs. We want to make even more like badass songs. Like that's our point.
That's the idea.
That's our goal.
So you're looking for a producer right now.
Yes. So we're looking for the one.
So yes, auditions will be held back here at 9 p.m. tonight. No, I'm kidding. All right. Well, thank you guys so much. Where can people follow you on social media?
Well, the regular things, Facebook, Instagram, you know, we're on Spotify and all those things, iTunes and everything.
What about Vero? It's one that, like, you haven't heard of it?
No,
it's like kind of took off, but it didn't. Mm-mm. It kind of crashed.
Well, we check it out, of course.
Yeah.
Let's hope someday Facebook will crash and something better will come.
Yeah, well, don't hold your breath.
Yeah.
So, all right, we're going to go ahead and play Nowhere to Go, but Grace Blue, Joseph, thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you.
It was just a very moving performance. We'll post the full session up at our website, kx935.com, here shortly. But in the meantime, this is Nowhere to Go, the studio recording. It's Grace Blue on KX935.
Fine.